Here we go with another chapter of America's Hot Barn Report, blasting out coast to coast and border to border. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen making national headlines as the first state in the nation to ban soda and energy drinks to low-income SNAP, EBT, and food stamp recipients in Nebraska. Let us know your thoughts at Hot Barn Report on Facebook. Do it.
Do it. Nothing for you.
It's a great honor to have Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen on the line, a veterinarian, founder of Pillen Family Farms, and a two-time All-Big 8 defensive back for the Huskers. Governor, we know you're a pork guy, but you do preside over one of the nation's top beef states, as is our tradition here in the Hot Barn Report. What's your favorite cut of steak, sir, and how do you take it?
Oh, I love two kinds, but I'd probably eat more filet, and I like it medium rare.
Nice.
And then I do love prime rib as well.
Who don't? And to be fair, what's your favorite cut of pork?
I could eat bacon morning, noon, and night, and I love stiff bacon with a red beer. I can do that morning, noon, and night, too.
Now you're my type of governor, gosh darn it. Now, Governor, it's rare and almost unheard of to have a farmer, if we could call you a farmer, an agriculturalist in the state capitol. How do you think your background as a veterinarian and family farmer benefits Nebraska?
It's life 101 at its finest, you know. When you grow up in agriculture and you grow up on a pitchfork and a scoop shovel and you're with livestock, it's 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You know, life happens. Life happens with human beings. Life happens with livestock. And you have to problem solve and use common sense. And I think that, and you have to be an eternal optimist, right? And
right.
I would say that the two things that I've tried to live life by is I only got control of my attitude. I'm going to be 100% positive, eternal optimist. And number two, I can work as hard as anybody. And those are really that's who we are in agriculture. That's who we are in Nebraska. And that's serving me really, really well as governor of Nebraska.
I like it. Now, Mr. Pillen, we know that small family hog operations and dairy farms have taken a hit the last 30 years. Do you foresee that same trend happening in the cattle industry?
Here's what I believe about all phases of livestock. It evolves. You have to change with the time, and you have to adapt. Here's what's cool in Nebraska. 95% of our livestock, of our agriculture, is still family owned. And I think that what's really, really important is you have to have a passion, and you have to have innovation and an appetite for risk taking. But you know what's incredible? You just think about what's going on in the beef industry in Nebraska. We got more mama cows than we do people. Most impressive genetic improvement plans in the cattle industry in Black Angus, Red Angus, by families in Nebraska, where there's bulls being sold literally all over the world from family businesses that are doing genetic improvement and having an incredible impact on helping sell U.S. beef all over the world.